Welcome to Featured Wiki of the Day, where we read the summary of the featured Wikipedia article every day. The featured article for Sunday, December 27, 2020 is Interfet Logistics. The logistical support of the multinational international force East Timor, Interfet, peacekeeping mission in 1999 and 2000 involved, at its peak, 11,693 personnel from 23 countries. Of these, 5,697 were from Australia, making it the largest deployment of Australian forces overseas since the Vietnam War. Interfet was unusual in that it was led by Australia, casting the country in a wholly unfamiliar role. The logistics and support areas of the Australian Defence Force, ADF, had been subject to deep cuts in the 1990s. The ADF had not anticipated being committed to such a large peacekeeping mission, and was unprepared to support an Australian force projection of this size, much less act as lead nation of an international coalition. Interfet deployed to East Timor in September 1999. Over 90% of the cargo and most of the passengers traveled by sea, transported by a naval task force that included the high-speed catamaran HMAS Jervis Bay and landing ship HMAS Tobruk. Crucial support came from the replenishment oilers HMAS Success, HMNZS Endeavour and HMCS Protecteur. 11 nations contributed transport aircraft to the Interfet Coalition Airlift Wing, ICAW, which flew 3,400 sorties in support of Interfet, carried 9,500 tons, 10,500 short tons, of cargo and transported more than 30,000 passengers. A base was established in Darwin, with supplies, equipment, stores and in many cases personnel stockpiled or staged there before being dispatched to East Timor by sea or air. East Timor posed significant challenges for logistical support. There was only one deepwater port, Dili, and it had a maximum quayside depth of just 7 meters, 23 feet. There were few beaches suitable for logistics over the shore, LOTS, and just 3 airfields. To give effect to an operational concept that involved flooding East Timor with as many combat troops as possible, troops were initially landed with a minimum of vehicles and supplies. The logistical support units spent October and November catching up and eliminating backlogs. Effective logistical support enabled Interfet to carry out its mission without severe limitations resulting from inadequate logistics, although there were shortages of spare parts, medical supplies and amenities. This recording reflects the Wikipedia text as of 09 UTC on Sunday, December 27, 2020. For the full current version of the article, search Wikipedia for Interfet Logistics. This podcast is produced by Albolsme Productions based on Wikipedia content and is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike license. Visit wikioftheday.com for our archives, sister podcasts, and swag. Please subscribe to never miss an episode. You can also follow WOTDpod on Twitter. Albolsme Productions produces the current events podcast Curmudgeon's Corner as well. Check it out in your podcast player of choice. This has been Joey Neural. Thank you for listening to Featured Wiki of the Day.